At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
It's I have never seen a water bottle that looks more like you in my life.
That's why I bought it. That really does.
Literally, you know how people are like, your dogs look like you. Like that water bottle looks like you.
It does.
It looks like a
pink,
it looks like a penguin.
It looks just like you.
Do I look like
you
a penguin?
You don't look like a penguin, but
do I look like a Muppet?
No, that water bottle is you.
Aaron,
what a great
funny
call.
Wait, so these are all the rage right now. So we've moved from the Stanley Cup to what are they called?
Yes, this is the, you know, there were Hydro Flask girlies. Now it's the Owala.
How do you
gang
open it?
You press this button.
Ooh. Whoa!
What's cool?
Oh, that's a good sippy.
Okay, the first sippy is a straw. The second sippy is a gulp.
What do you mean a straw?
Like, oh, you could have a straw and a gulp.
I can drink it like.
Oh.
Or I can go.
Okay, I'm sold. I need one.
Do they make like cute ones?
Yes, they're all like in really cool.
Wow, Aaron's just saying this one is not cute right off the bat.
It's because
it
looks
like
ones
that are not like ugly.
Matte. No, you know what I mean?
They are great, fun color combo ones.
Do they have a hot pink one?
Yes, but it's all like different, like kind of shades of colors.
Yeah,
look at this green. Carly,
this is not an ad, folks. Okay. This is not an ad.
Unless you want to pay us.
Well, let's address the elephant in the room, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
It is Tuesday.
And now it's
August,
Thursday.
September
13th. What day is this coming out? Today is Tuesday, September 19th. We're filming this.
No, it's not.
No, when it comes out.
When it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
We're filming this right now. This is live. This is not.
It's not pre-recorded. Nobody can get mad at us.
Oh, have people been getting mad? That
we got some comments on the last podcast that said, I'm annoyed that these topics are dated.
We came in like last week or this week talking about Matt.
You're going to buy a black one?
Black on black on black.
Ugh. That's kind of sick.
Put some like pumpkin stickers on it.
Just for Halloween. Yeah, pumpkin stickers. Okay, Mike finish.
These are just like giving like mom at pickup line.
I agree. It kind of looks like a kid's
that's
school.
That's whole aesthetic, dude.
Oh, they have ones that like look like Stanley's.
Let me see.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, well,
are we screen recording this? Are the people going to see this?
Yeah, no, let's not talk
about
this. How about you continue this?
We're on QVC right now.
Who did this? Once I'm like interested in something, I like have to look at it.
I know.
People were upset because this week we upload an episode. Today is September 14th. We upload an episode and we just were like, have you guys seen Barbie and Oppenheimer?
Oh, no.
And it's like very.
Do we actually say that?
That's like the first part of the conversation.
Well, I did watch it last night because Barbie is now on
streaming.
You watch
television.
Barbie?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it again.
No, we don't have to.
No, but
I did finally see it.
I do genuinely want to know what you thought about it.
I thought it was good.
Okay. I feel like we have the same opinion on
it. I feel like I wasn't like so many people I know. They're like, I have to go back and see it.
Conservative.
Yeah, no, it was okay, but to be fair, I was like, there was never like any gay stuff,
right?
No,
I literally was like, is it just because the men are like
dancing? It wasn't
Hari.
That's not why the conservatives didn't like it. It's because it was
like
feminist.
Well, that too. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I didn't like it either. I'm a
feminist. I cried
when the Billie Eilish song came on.
I cried too.
Oh yeah.
At what?
When the Billie Eilish song comes on at the end.
Oh my god. Yeah, he was crying and I was like, this is embarrassing.
Wait. I teared up at that part.
He was like, I'm just saying about my mom and my sister and like
I hadn't heard the song before either, so it was like the first time hearing the song after 2 hours in the movie, and it's just like this other world.
I like to envision. I feel like that's the first time I like heard the lyrics was watching the movie.
I had the chills thinking
about
it. I liked
when the creator came in at the end.
That's not really her.
Yeah,
that's I know the that's lady Danny. From, that's,
I thought it was
it's
really
the mom
her.
From Matilda.
She's dead.
I realized that. Now Ruth Adler, Jew.
Danny DeVito's ex-wife.
Adam Sandler really needs to make an updated song.
Adam Sandler, I
Ruth
know.
Ruth Adler, she's a Jew.
I'm so lost.
The new Hanukkah song.
Adam Sandler has the Hanukkah songs where he just lists a bunch of Jews.
Oh yes, I knew that. Just
which like.
Song.
I'm sure some people probably nowadays would find problematic, like, oh, why are you calling out who's Jewish? Why can't you just let them be who they are?
It's I think
like,
we're just celebrating.
Did you watch
Jewish.
The new Adam Sandler movie?
No, I want to.
Oh, it's so cute.
I saw the one clip where they're like talking about being Jewish.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is what we do. We don't get breaks. And she's like, I just want to go and hang out with my friends. I was like, that's me.
It was really cute.
That's me.
Anyway, so we're recording this today, September 14th. So this is coming out in less than a week. We're up to date. We're back in the studio. We were traveling. That's why we had a pre-film. We
do a whole month.
We appreciate you guys watching, even though some of the stuff I kind of like.
You know what? You're welcome for putting episodes out while we were gone. And I will take accountability. It was my comment, not Aaron's.
I also kind of. Carly.
Okay, so somebody commented, and I mean, it was just like funny, but they were just like, I'm disappointed that these are topics that's like an old episode and like it, you seem lazy for just I also hate that it's under a minute or under an hour, whatever. So I replied and I didn't realize it was from Only Friends, which is Aaron and I's podcast account. And I
where
was
everyone
like,
already hates me.
Yeah, where everyone already hates Aaron and like
really?
She's a bully and she's so
really?
Mean to me and like she's going to kill me one day. And I was like,
you should
like,
change it to Only Friend.
Yeah.
Only one. Only one singular.
And so I said, I replied, I wish I just had it with me so I could just read it verbatim. And I was just like, we were all out of town, sorry, for recording episodes for you to watch, LOL, question mark.
Passive.
And then I was like, everyone's going to think that it was
passive.
Me. And everyone's going to think it's Aaron, but no, it was me, bitch.
Because I'm the mean
me.
One.
What?
Well, it was funny because the way Carly delivered it, too, she was like, yeah, I commented saying this, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, ooh, Mac and everybody like, sassy. And she was like, well, it was from the Only Friends account.
Which I didn't
like,
realize.
Oops. Everyone's going to think that it was me.
I honestly thought it was from Good Influences.
Which,
and I was
like
could have been any of them.
By the way, like, I've 1,000% commented that before.
Yeah.
I just came up with our title and thumbnail. Addressing the drama.
Addressing the comments.
Addressing the comments.
Oh, there we go.
Responding to the comments.
We haven't used that already?
No, we don't
I feel
talk
like we have.
Drama?
We definitely have.
I mean, if
we have, because I wanted to name one of ours a couple weeks ago, and I looked and we had already named one of
Addressing
our
Addressing the drama? Well, this, yeah. No, this was like, and also some people think that we had previously uploaded the episode before, which is not,
yeah,
there's
that's
no
what I was
chance
about
that
as well.
Happened. I think it might. We might just be like, I think it might be the thumbnails, because sometimes the thumbnails colors are similar.
Oh,
people
yeah.
think they've seen it before.
We also, a lot of the times, will re-say the same things.
Yeah, we tend to retell our
We've
story
all done
sometimes.
That's like, we talked about it.
But don't you listen to podcasts that you love so much, and then you're already caught up, and you go back and listen to old ones?
Yeah, that's true, too.
I
also,
do that.
I like the fact that we have stuff come out from viral or like trendy stuff that's like a couple weeks or a month old, because then it's like, oh yeah, remember that whole thing, remember the Barbie Oppenheimer thing, remember the
yeah,
queen
I mean,
died.
Personally it would be nice to come out while it's happening, but yeah.
I know but it's yeah. I don't know,
forgive
it's...
us
we'll start we're gonna start having to do like, guys, we gotta go to the studio right now and recording get
emergency
out.
Episode
yeah
and like it's also, you know, it's far from us. It's not like we can just record it whenever we want.
We have to drive 3.5
I just,
hours.
Like, don't.
Each way.
We drive to Vegas and back.
We drive to Vegas. Yeah, we film this in
Vegas. Las Vegas. There's no tax. There's no taxes there. So
at the end of the day, we're not sorry. And this is just what is going to happen.
It's just what it is. And like, sure, we could just not post podcasts for a whole month if you want.
No,
but we're
yeah.
not gonna do that.
It's better. I would say it's probably better that we upload every week than just like only upload when we're all in town.
Yeah. And like, God forbid you have to hear us talk about Barbie 3 weeks after.
For like maybe. A couple it. Minutes.
Yeah.
And that's just addressing
it's the whole episode.
The very few people. The yeah. rest of you, the rest
Oops.
Of everybody,
it's
we
great.
Love them. Thank you for watching.
I even like the people who comment me. Like, yeah. I don't even
yeah.
care. It's
yeah.
just like funny and I understand.
Was it that significant of like.
It was like three comments.
But, I think
but
was,
how many
I feel
upvotes?
Like I saw
like, there was one that had like 90 upvotes.
90?
Yeah, it was like.
That's I just oh, shit, we should quit, guys.
Well, I'm going to find every single person who upvoted it and block them from our channel.
I'm going to find your IP address and the police are coming.
Yeah.
Here, should I go through some of them?
Yeah,
we can read
just
some
so
of
we
these.
Can like chat about it if you want.
Mike, you look really good in purple. You're giving
I look
speak
good
now.
In purple. Thank you. I've never. Matt just gave me this yesterday.
It's nice.
Oh, I have purple nail polish too. But
I just had to say goodbye to that.
Oh, it was yours.
Yeah, it was mine.
It's fugly.
No, it's a great fucking sweater.
I really like it.
Just be careful when you wash it.
I know. You mentioned that. It bleeds.
The thing is it bled into a whole batch of my clothes. And I was like, I never want to see that again. Like, it had hurt my feelings so much what it did to some of my favorite pieces of clothing.
Oh,
also,
wait,
I lost so much of my clothes.
I was going to say, I want an update about your closet. Mm-hmm. If you want to update everybody, I feel like we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, it's just like 50% of my clothes were like sopping wet sitting there.
We went to Joe's wedding during a hurricane.
And I came back and it was in a full-on leak into my closet.
Can you just wash them and dry them and then they're good again?
Yeah, but dude, some of it, there's no coming back.
From water?
Yeah, there's no coming
back.
But
it's also, like, gross water.
It's just gross.
From, like, the roof.
Like, I'm really... Also, my closet... I'm having a lot of closet anxiety, because, like, yes, the leak is now fixed, but if I get up to the top of it, I can, like... I can smell it. Like, I can smell there's, like, mildew
in the air.
I don't know. That's what's grossing me out about it. So I just bought a really nice dresser. I'm going to be very focused
on the dresser.
And my light doesn't work because the water, like, destroyed the whole lighting fixture.
I guess the water's been, like...
So it's always dark. I never know what to pick in my closet.
Just, like, with your flashlight on your phone.
You know already when, like, you go into your closet, you feel like you don't have anything to wear?
Yeah.
It's like that every day where I'm just... Even if I pick it up, I'm like...
Did you ever get your luggage?
Yeah. They found it.
Wow. Wait, luggage?
I think it was when I was leaving this podcast, I called them and they had found my luggage.
Yeah, remember he lost... It was like up for debate whether or not it was Patricia or Matt's fault who lost the luggage.
Because I left it at the gate. And then the police took it and then they had to inspect it.
I was going to say, because first you lost your luggage. So there goes half your wardrobe and then the flood. Now you got that back.
I got that back.
No more clothes.
How much money have you ever spent on a haircut?
Over $400
with a tip. It's expensive to get girl haircuts.
That's what I...
Over $400 with a tip.
What?
That's with color as well.
Oh, I was saving this for the pod. Carly, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
Is this the shortest it's ever been?
Yeah.
Did you cut that yourself?
I wish, because I would have saved myself $100.
Well, no, I remember you were talking about cutting it. You were posting about that.
I know. I was like, I wonder if I could do it. And then I was like, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. No, it looks great.
I think I talked to Reggie about it. I was like, Reggie, maybe you could just trim my bob up here and there. I'm just so anal about it. Like, I just, as when it gets close to my shoulders, I'm like, it's too long and I want to cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend
is crazy.
I know.
What?
She just was convincing me for so long to cut it.
For like years. I was like, Carly, next you got to go short. She's like, No, I love my longer. And I'm like, do it. And then she did it. And now she's like, it has to be up to here.
I know. Well, the first time I did it, I was like, it's fine. I liked it. Yeah. And then I just let it grow out. And then this time I like really like it.
How short have you gone? I don't think you've ever gone that short.
No,
are you kidding me?
She could have.
I would look like a freak if I did that.
I think you...
My hair's so curly.
Oh, so you have to weigh it down?
Yeah. Your hair is curly?
Yeah.
Are you new here?
Yeah, it is.
I guess he kind of is new.
Yeah. I also I feel like when I met you, like I wasn't in
I could pick, it's like really curly. Like you used to like throw it back in like a thing, right?
Yeah, like a little
You would
bun.
Like tie it a little bit. I have a memory of you with curly hair.
In the ribbon.
So you straighten your hair every day?
No, I'll like blow dry it and then it just stays like this.
Oh, wow.
For days.
Do you get keratin treatments or?
No, okay. I've never done that. Like a Brazilian blowout or anything. Like I've never done that.
Ooh, that'd be fun. We did get a Korean scalp massage though. That was incredible.
Mm-hmm. A Korean
scalp? Oh my God, it was amazing.
What's so Korean about it?
Well, I think it's just like their culture. I don't know. But it was like, I keep seeing... Oh, it makes me want a massage so bad. I keep seeing TikTok.
Aren't you getting one today?
I am. Mainly because I saw this. I keep seeing TikTok lives of people giving scalp massages. Ugh. It's like somebody over a sink with a bunch of shampoo and someone's rubbing
their
scalp.
And how long are they doing the live for? Like 6 hours? The person's scalp is just
neck.
Chafed from...
I don't know.
Getting a scalp massage. Fucking
for the rose.
I mean, it's insane. It's like, that's all I want in my life.
Yeah.
Where are you getting one?
It's called The Now.
It's just a scalp massage?
No, she's getting a real massage.
Are they doing a scalp too?
I could, but I'm not getting one.
A scalp and a happy
ending.
I don't
like a scalp massage because then my hair gets super greasy and I just washed it.
I get a little anxious during them because I'm like, this person is just looking at my face the whole time.
About what?
Like
massages?
When you're getting like your hair washed and they're giving you a massage that you're just like,
do you close your eyes?
And this I close my eyes, but this person's just like looking at me and I'm just like,
the direct eye contact.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just knowing that, like, imagine someone's up close to your face, kind of.
Yeah.
But you have your eyes closed.
Are you talking about weird. April, the hairdresser?
Well, anytime I go get like a haircut, I'll get a
There's only one hairdresser that's ever given me a scalp massage. It was April. And I was like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow.
I've never gotten one before. It was great.
Okay, wait. I do want to circle back to you bringing up the cost of our haircut.
Oh, because so I'm like new to the West Hollywood area. I'm just still trying to find like a consistent, good like barber, hairdresser. Well, like I asked my buddy. I have a buddy of mine who's kind of like a rich kid born in like Beverly Hills or whatever, but he always has like the best haircuts. I don't know if he's just like always just good looking and just any haircut looks good on him. And I texted him like, where do you get your haircut around here? He's like, oh, Chris McMillan, it's the best. I look it up. Chris McMillan is like the guy who does Jennifer Aniston's haircuts.
Oh my God.
And it was like, it's like $400. And I was like,
for a men's cut.
Like, or maybe like $250 to $400.
That's a lot.
Crazy.
You should be paying a therapist that much.
You should do it for like content. Right? You should do it for content and be like, I got a $400 haircut.
And it just looks normal.
And then,
and then you don't have to pay for it.
Well, that's not how that works.
I just go by my
girl math.
Waiting
girl
for one math. Compliment for someone.
Girl math. It's free. By the way, girl math, I completely align with.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, this is, I am so.
What did you see?
It's just like, this girl is like, okay, so if I buy a flight 6 months in advance and then I get on my plane,
it's free.
Now the rest of my trip is just free because I can pay money on my trip because I've already paid for the flight and I don't feel it.
Girl,
if I like get an Amazon package in the mail or I get like a shirt and I spend $60 on it and then I like don't wear it and then I go and return it a week later, I have now made $60.
I currently have like $500 credit to a website because I returned something, but it was like only returnable for credit to the store. So it's just been sitting in my account. I'm like, I can't believe I just have $500 in credit.
What are you gonna get
free
us?
Money.
Yeah, no,
but
it's
like,
free.
You actually spent it.
So what are you gonna buy? What are you gonna buy us all?
I don't know. Maybe like a dress for Matt's wedding.
Oh,
are you
gonna buy it soon?
Well, I have time.
Have you bought your flight yet, Aaron?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did, finally.
Well, this portion of Good Influences is sponsored by Spokio. Society practically shifted to dating apps overnight, and we just accepted it as a new way of meeting people without any extra layers of protection. Who are you about to meet on a date? Is that number that you're texting actually the person that you met online? Verifying and vetting your dates has never been easier. Spokio is a people search website that lets you search with what little information you do know about someone, like their name or phone number, and Spokio will pull a report with all the available records that they have, giving you the missing pieces to the puzzle, like someone's age, phone number, social profiles, court records, and more. You never know who's out there on the apps these days or what their intentions might be. So let Spokio vet your love interests for you and gain peace of mind. Visit Spokio.com/dating today. That's Spokio.com/dating, D-A-T-I-N-G. Report rates may apply. Available information may vary. And now back to the episode.
TJ got an offer to do a festival that time. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, I might not be able to come now because it's like a really like incredible opportunity. And I was like, no worries, like just figure it out. And it kind of just kept going back and forth for like a month. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't want to buy my flight and then like have to be on different flights if he winds up coming. And so then last week it fell through and we finally got the flights.
Oh, right.
Had to just like take out a little bit of a loan. It was fine.
I wonder if this wedding has boosted up the flight prices.
Yeah, they have.
How many people are
there's
going?
There's so many people going. They're like,
it costs more to go to this wedding than to Europe.
What?
To fly from LA to the destination.
Don't go straight to the destination. Go to a surrounding city, rent a car, and drive. It's not that. It's not that far. I've done it before.
No, make a trip out of it. I mean, I'm going to Alabama.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
People know where it is.
People know. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They know
where.
They know.
We're going to Alabama, baby.
Let's go.
It was crazy. I've just in terms of flight prices, I'm not flying first class. I'm flying like basic ass economy. But like on Delta, it shows you like basic economy, comfort plus, like all in one thing. And the flight that I took to fly first class was $3,300
to fly first class.
Yeah,
Alabama. But it's not direct.
No.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I would expect.
I was like, who the
fuck?
I know.
God.
I'm not doing that, though.
Can I say a little bougie thing I did?
Yeah. Oh, please.
Okay. So when I was
I can't wait to hear what you think is bougie.
When I was in Europe for my trip.
Yes.
I had booked my one-way flight home from Tel Aviv to Los Angeles, a 15-hour flight.
Because I didn't,
normally I fly back with my family. I do the layover in New York and then fly back, but like, it was whatever.
Wow.
So I was booking just the one way, and the one way was like, I think it was like $800 for regular economy or $1,500 for premium economy. Mm-hmm. So just like a little bit further up in the plane, a little bit more leg room, but still like a regular seat. $1,500 for a one-way ticket is like so expensive, but I use credit card points, which has made it, you know, not really cost anything. And I was just dreading it because I'm just like 15 hours in a seat like this. Yeah. Like, sure, I'll maybe recline or like I have that thing. And then I'm at the beach on my last day and I get an email from the airline and they're like, if you want to bid, there are first class seats available to bid. And I was like,
what does that even mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like an auction? Like, yeah. Hey, better, 55, 40.
So I never heard of this also.
No.
Yeah. And so I open up the app and I'm expecting it's going to be like, usually a first class ticket is like $5,000 to $10,000 each way.
What airline was this, by the way?
El Al. It's the Israeli airline.
Okay.
And so I go in and I'm like, there's no way this is not going to, like, I'm just going to see what the price. It says minimum bid $500. And I was like, $500? I mean, I'm already in for free on $1,500 to pay $500 for a lay flat seat.
Yeah.
I did it. So I put in the $500.
So it
was all in Hebrew. So like, I had my dad read it and like, make sure this is what I'm bidding on. And so I put it in, and then like 3 hours later, I get an email, and it's like, sorry, you've been outbid. And I was like, obviously, yeah, you know, it's okay. Do you want to try another bid? And I was like, all right, sure. Let me see. And it said the new minimum bid is like $1,300. And I was like, fuck it. So I plugged in $1,300, and then immediately after I did it, it said, sorry, you've been outbid already. And I was like, okay, it's always just like super fucking rich people that are used to paying $5,000. So I was like, whatever, I accepted my fate. I go with my family to the airport. They're flying to New York. I'm flying, you know, to LA. And then I get an email at the airport, like 2 hours before my flight. And it says, congratulations, your bid was accepted. And I was like, oh no, I just spent $1,300 on a ticket. I didn't want to do this. That was a mistake. And then I opened it up and it said $500. We accepted your bid. And so I'm just like, there's no way. I don't know. And my dad was like, go to the counter and like, make sure this is legit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You should figure this out right now. So I went to the counter and I was like, hey, I think I like, won something.
Chick rings a bell.
Spin the wheel. And she like types in but prints out my boarding pass, seat 2E. And I was like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And she goes, if you want to go to the lounge, there's like the first class lounge.
Wait, so you only just had to pay $500. Your whole $800 thing that you were paying for.
No, the $1,500 seat that I bought, it was on top of this. Like, I already paid that, but I paid with the points.
Okay, okay.
So I'm already in for the $1,500. So like the total cost, if you would have paid, was $2,000 for a one-way flight, which is psychotically
crazy,
expensive.
Yeah.
But when I paid with points, like credit card points, it, you know, that feels a little bit like free. So for $500, so I go to the lounge. It's like I'm fucking eating all the food, plugging in all of my like little gizmos and gadgets to charge up. And then I got on the flight, and it was like a lay flat seat. I slept for 10 hours.
Oh, that's the best.
Did you like take any drugs or?
Oh yes, I did. I took all of them.
Would you take like NyQuil or something?
Xannies.
Or like a Xanax.
I took magnesium. I took. melatonin, and then
this is like all like healthy drugs.
Magnesium glycinate, right?
Oh yeah,
whatever
baby.
Whatever the one is. And then
I was expecting like
see you too.
Like
I was thinking like a downer.
No, me too. I'm like some Xannies.
And then a Klonopin, a little stickle of Klonopin.
Nice.
And I slept
my drug of choice.
Wow,
sure.
10 hours.
Did you watch anything on the last?
I put on Mr. Bean Goes on Vacation.
Oh, I love those movies.
I like to watch a movie that I would never be like at home, hey, you know what I'm gonna watch tonight, Adam? Do you wanna watch Mr. Bean Goes on Vacation? Like, I'm never gonna watch that.
Is that the one with Will Dafoe?
Yes.
Oh, God, how do you know that everything? Ridiculous director?
Yes, yes.
I've never seen it.
Dude, it's so, Mr. Bean is, I was pissing my pants laughing on this flight. Everyone around me was like, shh. Because I was like, ah!
What did you get to eat?
Oh, they had a great meal. That's the best part about flying up front is the meals
like,
are... It's like makes me feel bad for the people that are back there because
you could
do
it.
This. You could do this for everybody.
Yeah.
This
was
like a gourmet meal. It was so like well portioned.
Do they
don't on long flights though? Don't they feed people?
They do, but it's like you're still like unwrapping like a little piece of plastic, and it's like a thing.
Yeah, usually it's really never that good.
It's not that good.
But there's people who get like that excited, like, oh my god, the first class food was amazing. You're like, it's still airplane food. Yeah. Like it's like yes, it's nice that you're getting a meal.
Yeah,
that's nice. Blessed to have a meal and it's hot. But it's not.
No, it's. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's not I even did. That good that they could. Why don't they just do that for everybody on the plane?
Of
it's
course.
Just like, come on. How does the CEO really need another fucking yacht?
It just heated up.
Yeah.
I will say one time I flew. It was literally cheaper to me fly Delta One than, or I think it was like $200 difference in main cabin and Delta One.
So sometimes
I was like,
you just
okay,
get. Yeah.
Like I will be flying Delta One then. And it was John and Vinny's. Oh, the meal yeah. was John and Vinny's.
So they go and like they pick it up at John and Vinny's and bring it to the airport.
I have no idea, but I was like, "This is sick."
That's nice.
So when you get a lay down seat, you're like, "How will I ever fly normal again?"
Yeah, it's Carly and I's first time was like during a brand thing, and I was like,
"It feels like you're in your bedroom. You can just like lay all the way down to the TV." I mean, I popped NyQuil. I slept for like 8 hours. Like,
but I'll never spend. I will only buy first class if I'm getting a huge like savings where I'm using my points or I'm getting like
to just go like it's $5,000 just do it. No, that's insane.
Yeah, that's so
it's always got to be like a little bit of a hack.
Yeah, you gotta hack your way in the first class.
I don't ever fly first class. If I feel like if I fly to a different country I would want a lay down seat. I don't want to sit there. Like it's so hard to sit for so long.
I sleep better on a plane knowing I'm saving money, like instead of being in first class and losing money. Like, it's like remember like when you're like wanted to be line leader as a kid?
Yeah.
They're like, we're all going to the same place. It doesn't matter if you're in the front. I'm kind of like that.
No,
on
I
the
just
plane.
So painful. I don't know how you do it. You're so tall.
I got one of those inflatable pillows.
Oh, you did, but you can also
put your face into.
Is it embarrassing though?
No. A little bit, but then I just started. But then the embarrassment turns into like everyone's and has a bunch of envy towards you because you're like,
I'm just envious because you can sleep.
You wish you had this.
It's truly a life-changing thing. It's the
it
best.
Is, yeah. I can vouch for that. Wait, how much have you ever spent on a haircut, Aaron?
A haircut?
I guess like, yeah.
Well, to cut my hair and cut it. It's called a dusting. So like she's not even cutting like an inch off of my hair.
A dusting?
Yeah, so it's just like you're getting like all the like split ends. You just like go and then I get it blown out and that's $250.
To get it blown out.
And a dusting. So not even like a real haircut.
Dude, it's a racket. We should open up a women's hair salon.
Oh, God, clean up.
So, God, I know, can you imagine just
Mike and Matt snip snip shop? I don't know.
Snip snip. You can get a vasectomy. Snip, snip. Something for everyone.
I was watching the new Real Housewives, and one of the housewives, her husband.
Do you like reality TV?
Just a little bit.
When you posted that thing of like
the week schedule,
the TV guide of, I'm just like, God, Erin must be loving her life right now. It's just like flopping on the cat. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the list
of shows. Like what?
I know. Just
but I was like,
that
just for one network, also.
Just Bravo.
Oh my god.
Do you ever just like hate the sound of reality TV in your home? Does that bring you like peace
no,
and
like
calm?
No, it's like comfort.
Yeah.
Just hearing people
hearing old
argue
women yelling and like, I could fall asleep.
I can't believe you would do that to me.
Turn that off.
But back to what we were talking. It's like white noise.
So her husband owns like a chain of hair salons in Utah. And it's called Lunatic Fringe.
Lunatic. Creative.
Wait, who?
She's a new one, Angie. She was like a friend of year, but now she's kind of like full time. So they're telling more of
the
her
one that
story.
Worked for Jen Shaw.
Yeah, but okay. TJ grew up in Utah, and so when she was like, he owns this little Lunatic Fringe. I was like, that name? Oh my god, Lunatic Fringe! And he was like, Lunatic Fringe! Like that's where we all got our haircut.
Stop.
Yes.
Lunatic Fringe.
It sounds like a place where you go play putt putt.
No, like
Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah, I was like, why is that the name? He's like, no, these places are like iconic. Like everyone got their haircut at this salon.
Yeah. Sounds like a laser tag place or something. That's so fun. You should go there next time you go to Utah.
I know.
Get your hair cut there. See how much it is.
So much to do. Get is Botox it, there.
Get Botox?
Yeah, by
I'm like,
Heather.
Me?
Heather. Beauty Laser
oh,
Lab.
Yes.
Yeah, one of them owns like a I don't know
esthetician
what you call it. Yeah.
Place.
Is Botox like the same price across the country or do some states have like cheaper
Botox?
It
also depends on the injector.
Yeah.
Like if they're like a well-known like person, they will charge more. Like people at the place we get it done, like I think he's like $17 a unit or something.
Yeah. It's expensive. He also invented...
And you do like 30 units.
30 units?
At one time? Mm-hmm. Let's get some, Mike.
Come with
we'll
us.
Never.
If we ever get it again.
Yeah.
We'll
but
never.
Then like other people, it'll be like $13 a unit or something. So it's like dependent on a lot of different things. But I feel like across the country, like... It's probably relatively the same.
It's not like a Botox shortage or anything.
No.
Yeah.
There's also like different forms of Botox.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what the word lunatic, why that word means crazy person?
Something to do with the moon.
I was just going to say that.
Lunar.
Like wolves.
Okay, now
like
we're
turning into a werewolf.
Getting yeah, colder. Good.
Turning into
good.
A werewolf.
I like that.
No, wait, I think
we're getting colder. We're
boom,
getting
boom, boom, boom.
We're getting colder. Carly was hot.
Warm. Like the witches?
Nope.
No, like it's a full moon.
It's a full moon. Crazy. The tide
and you become
hurts.
A werewolf.
And the ticks come out.
What?
And give you Lyme disease.
No.
menstruation?
Oh.
No. But
excuse me.
I learned.
Me. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Now I'm sexist. Matt King.
when they're period lunatic.
Lunatic.
Like lunar.
But moon. What does the moon have to do with acting crazy?
Like the tides.
Getting warmer.
The tide. Low energy? Tide.
What does the moon
high
do?
Tide.
The moon creates the ebb and flow of the tides.
Our emotions.
I don't know, man. I think it's werewolves.
I think is it crystals?
Full moon.
Basically, the theory was that because you know how the moon is responsible for the tides and the water and the liquid in the ocean.
Yeah.
That people thought that when it was a full moon, it was also affecting like the liquid and the brain juices in your brain, and it was making your brain swirl around.
Is
and
it
so,
like astrology people think?
I think it's like from
retrograde.
Like the 1500s. Yeah. It's I mean, it's
DSM one.
It's not true at all. But it was the idea that like, and this might even be a myth that this is even the thing, but it was just like when the full moon is out, it's like the waves of your brain and like the liquid in your brain is also getting sloshed around. And that's what makes people crazy.
Or when there's a full moon, you turn into
and
a beast.
And turn into a werewolf is probably what it actually is. Yeah.
Lunatic.
Lunatic.
Lunar. How much have you paid for a haircut?
Oh, God.
You'll just go.
Yeah, what's the most? Like 80?
Yeah, what are they charging at Supercuts these days?
Supercuts is very reasonable, but it's really hit or miss there. Well, that's
There's
the problem.
A Supercut of
They're never that excited to talk to you at Supercuts. And I know it's Supercuts.
I don't want to talk to them.
I know.
That's my nightmare. So, how long you been in LA? What do you do? My son's going to the baseball. I'm just
you just have to like reintroduce yourself every time. That sucks.
I used to do that. I loved a Supercut moment.
I'm very not into like speaking when I'm getting a haircut because I also feel like my jaw's moving and then it's gonna get all crooked and stuff and I'm like
you feel so silly in that
like I just yeah, like, just
yeah. It's good it's great.
I just like having my person.
Jason recommended someone the first time I wanted to like shave my head last year when I was like Adam shaved his head. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this too. Mm-hmm. And I went. Jason told me about this place, and I went and I was like and I had a really good haircut from like. This girl that we know who comes to the house like 3 weeks before.
Oh, she did Nolan's hair too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Claire. Mm-hmm. She does Danny's hair. Great. And she had cut my hair like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks before and like a regular haircut, but not whatever. And I go to this place that Jason recommended and the guy's like, you sure you want to cut your hair? And I was like, yes.
Say that.
I was like, yes, yeah, like, I'm here. And he goes, no, this is like a pretty good haircut. Like, what do you want to do here? And I was like, I just want to shave it off. Like, just give me a buzz cut. And he's like, I guess. Okay. But this is like a really good haircut. Let me see what I can do. Guy did not pull out the buzzer one time. He was like snip, 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 snipping. Oh, wow. And like tried to give me a buzz cut by like cutting my hair. It looked terrible. It was $75. Oh. And then I paid like a whatever, like a 15%, 20% tip. So it was like $90 or something. I think it was like, it ended up being $90. And I got home and I like looked in the mirror and I was like, this is not a buzz cut. This fucking sucks. I'm so upset. I never get good haircuts. And God bless Adam. He goes, oh, you got your hair cut. And I was like, yeah, what do you think? He goes, looks good. I was like, no, it doesn't. We called Claire. She came over and was like, and buzz it, and it looked way fucking better. So the most I ever paid was like $90.
Wow.
And it was for the worst haircut of my life.
This episode is sponsored by Factor. If you guys know me at all, I'm not someone who likes to cook, okay? I don't like the time it takes. I don't have the patience for it. I just like to eat. And that's why I like Factor meals, because they are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit that can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. I'm telling you, these meals are so good. They sent us a box to do this ad read so we can like have personal experience, and went through them in probably 5 days with my boyfriend and I combined. Like, obsessed. They have so many different kinds of meals you can choose from. You could level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. Or if you're looking for calorie conscious options ahead of the busy season, try the delicious dietitian approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. With Factor, you can rest assured that you're making a sustainable choice. This August, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. That's right, 2 minutes. That's what gets me. It's quick. It's easy. It's already there. No prep, no mess. So there you go. Head to factormeals.com/good50 and use code good50 to get 50% off. That's code good50 at factormeals.com/good50 to get 50% off.
Carly's blindfolded.
Yeah.
You cut Carly's hair blindfolded?
Yeah, we did a video.
Like, so an actual haircut.
Reggie was there and telling her what to do, but Aaron... No, Reggie was blindfolded.
Oh, and telling Aaron what to do.
And telling Aaron what to do.
But then I also cut your hair a different time. And it was really good.
Yeah, you've cut my hair twice and it was like pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a, wasn't that a date?
Maybe you could trim my bob.
Sally Darwin on?
I would trust you.
Sorry. Sally Darwin was telling us about a date that she went on to a guy's house where like the date was they do a cooking thing where one of them is blindfolded.
Oh, I've seen those before.
Oh,
that's a little.
Absolutely. A first date?
I don't know if
it was something that like Patricia and
I would do. Like, I don't know if it might have been like a second date or a third date, but
I don't know if it was a TikTok or on Twitter, but I saw like some guy, him and a girl were talking on a dating app, and he was like, how about for our first date, we go to a therapy session to see how long it'll take the therapist to realize that we're not actually a couple.
That's kind of fun.
That's fun.
That's pretty fun.
And he like sent the, like, she was like, sure. And then sent the screenshot of it like being paid for. And he was like, okay, see you on this day.
Was this a first date?
Wow. Uh-huh.
That's okay. Kind of nuts though.
Yeah, that is like.
I can't decide.
Like, no, but that's imagine crazy. If they were two like actors. Like that could be like, improv people. Like, yes. That could be like funny.
Okay, yes.
But here's my problem.
Little.
They're going to sit down, right, at this therapy office, yeah. And she's going to be like, so how did you guys meet? And they're going to be like, today? Like,
No, they make it up.
They're making it up.
Fully. Yeah,
they're
going
to be like, see how long they can get away with. But then after the first date, they don't know what is true about each other either.
Well, then I'm sure. Yeah. I don't think it'll be that
they're
serious.
Not gonna go back. They're not going to go back. No.
No.
They just they're like laughing the whole time, and the therapist is like, what? And they're like, gotcha.
Yeah. That'd be a good movie.
No, they go to a really great movie.
Oh damn! We gotta write that now.
Start and steal the idea.
Paying the writer.
Listen, okay, yeah, you can't ready? Write yet. Me and Carly, we don't know each other. We go to the therapy session. Therapist goes, "So how'd you guys meet?" Oh, we were at the carnival 2 years ago, and she plays along with it. And then they go, "Well, how many siblings do you have?" And Carly says, "I have 3 siblings." And then they say something like, "Where are you from?" And we're all just lying to this therapist.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place you've ever been? We went to Hawaii. It was great.
This is a terrible therapist, but go on.
What's your favorite
place you've ever been to?
That's why you're there for therapy. Like, the thing is, the therapist is probably going to be like, "Okay, so what brings you here? Like, what's your issue?" And then, so it's like deeper. Yeah.
But then after that first date, me and Carly leave the therapy session, and you and the person that you date don't know anything about each other because you're just lying.
That's
now
fun.
It's like let's go get dinner and
really get to know each other.
I'm sure like after the date, they're like, haha, like let's go get drinks.
And especially if they like end up getting married or something. That's such a good.
Yeah.
Memory and story.
It like just feels like a waste of time.
I mean, it's a waste of time for the therapist for sure.
Yeah. He got his money.
But they're getting paid.
Dude, if I casted that, oh my gosh, I would get like Delaney Rowe to be like the girl. She would be amazing in it. And Zach Gordon.
Oh, wait, I have a random interesting thing.
I'm just like casting it in my head.
Who's Zach Gordon?
Oh, you gotta get on this.
Kyle Gordon. Gordon?
Oh, Kyle Gordon. Is it not Zach Gordon? Who's Zach Gordon?
I don't know.
Jeff Gordon? I don't know.
Jeff Goldblum.
Kyle Gordon. My bad. Gordon. Why am I fucking that up? My bad.
John
well, now he's never going to be in your movie.
I just got to write it. Let's do it.
Okay. Especially.
Someone had something?
I'll be the therapist. Oh. What's your favorite color?
It's black. I watched Scream for the first time. Like, I'd never seen the original Scream.
Oh, wow.
With Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, well, but she's only in it for like scab. 5 seconds. Yeah.
Scab.
Scab. Sorry, guys. Scab. I know. I think it's grandfathered in. It's really old. I don't know. I watched it for the first time, and I was telling my Pilates, one of my Pilates instructors is like very into like
the,
creepy,
one who, the same one who shit one her pants.
The same one who farted, yes. And she was like, you saw it for the first time? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, the main girl goes to the studio. And I was like, what? I just thought that was interesting.
Naomi.
Campbell.
Naomi Campbell.
It's not Naomi Watts. It's not Naomi Campbell. It's Naomi.
It's something like
the
that.
Girl from Wild Things.
Wild Things.
Scream though. Yes, I do like Scream. It's a little kind of like funny and campy at times.
That's what I liked about it.
The killer though, like Scream is like the least scariest.
Yeah.
Killer. Like 100%. If there was a man running around in a fucking dress cloak stabbing people, I'd be like, bitch. Like, where's his so jeans? Scared. He's like out there
also,
in this like.
The Scream outfit is glittery. Did you notice that? It's like glittery. I'm like, that looks like a Taylor Swift. Like,
is that the call is coming from inside the house? Is that what that's from?
Well, that's no, that's like when a stranger calls.
Oh,
but yes, usually sometimes Scream can call and he can be in the house.
Those movies are so scary.
Which one? The Scream ones?
Like that whole like time. Like I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, that one is really good.
Really?
I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think it's like the perfect.
And then they
like,
I still know what you did last summer. And it's like, okay.
And then it's like, I'm gonna know what you did next
but it's
time.
Like Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe.
The cast.
Oh man.
I mean, those movies were so good.
Yes.
But so scary.
Friday the 13th ones though, they kind of all suck. That's
Michael
Jason.
Myers?
Yeah, no. Halloween is Michael Myers.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
I want to see that one too. I've never seen Halloween.
I watched the original Halloween's for the first time ever last year. And I was like, it's
Jodie Foster or someone?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
It wasn't like, I wasn't scared watching it, but then like afterwards I was like.
Like someone breaking in scared?
It's a little low budget, like the first one. It feels very kind of like indie film. Like you're like, oh, this could be better. And then they do get better, but they're bad, but they're good.
Yeah. Because it's also like he's just taking, like he walks so slow.
Yeah.
So like you have time to be like, okay, well, he's obviously going to go try to kill her. It's not just like, whoa.
Yeah. What about the guy with the fingers who's in your dreams?
That one actually is like, that scares me the most. When I was a kid.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
When I was a kid, I demanded my bedroom door always be open. But my imagination would get the worst of me and I would look down the hallway and I would just see this wall and I would just play the image in my mind over and over of a hand with those blades just coming right over. But I had to see it.
Is Final Destination scary? Or is that more just
I just watched
thriller?
The first one of that too.
That's just unfortunate.
The first one is
also like creepy.
Yeah, it's bad. Did you know there's 15 of them?
There's not.
Yes, there's 15. I'm like, how the hell do these plots keep... Like, what's the plot
of
the
15th one? Are they
running
out of deaths? Like, how it weighs people to die?
Also, Penn Badgley is in, I think, the 15th one.
There's not 15.
There are.
You're telling me there's more Final Destinations than Fast and Furious's?
I believe so. Look it up.
I bet there's 5 Final Destinations.
15.
There was the roller. There's Final Destination 1, 2.
I saw Final Destination 15.
Maybe they just skipped a bunch.
Maybe
it was 2015.
Maybe it was like the iPhone where they skipped like the iPhone.
They never skipped an iPhone.
Yeah, they did. They skipped the 9. There is no iPhone 9.
Really?
There was iPhone 8 and there was iPhone X, right? Am I wrong?
Wouldn't X be 10?
Yeah. They skipped a number.
You might be right. I know they also skipped. They went from the first iPhone and then the second one was the 3G. So the second iPhone was the 3G. So we're probably... That fucking new iPhone is so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you guys watch? You didn't watch the Apple keynote?
No, not a loser.
Carly.
What?
There's 5. There's 5 Final
Destinations. There's 15. Destiny.
There's 5 films, 2 comic books, 9 novels.
Okay, I saw Final Destination 15. Yes.
They skipped 10 of them.
I'm 15. Telling you, because I also
15.
Was like, what?
Carly, that, like,
oh, Matt and I did something fun.
Wait, I want them to finish their fight.
Oh. Yeah.
I just can't believe you.
Final Destination 15.
It's a webcomic.
I think you got Roman numerals wrong, and it was just
Final Destination
6, and you're like, that means 15.
Do you know how to read Roman numerals, Carly?
Yeah.
What is I and then a V?
4.
Oh,
Matt, what is XXII?
22.
I did not want to be included in this.
Matt, what is 1X?
Just an X?
No, 1X.
Oh.
X. IX.
Do you know I nine? Never know what yes. Super Bowl it is? Because I'm like,
no, I only know the X's and the ones.
I don't know the M's and the L's and the...
Final Destination 15 is a supernatural horror movie starring Penn Badgley, Amber Heard, Kristen Stewart.
Is there 14?
Yeah, what's...
Well, hold on. A plot. After the previous events, Mike has a premonition that the high school will collapse. He saves his friends and his girlfriend. Now death has come back for them.
Woo!
Well, how do I find, like, IMDb?
Yeah, it should... This is real investigative journalism, yeah, you guys.
I'm
confused. Probably have seen, like, maybe the first one.
Yeah, I think that's a fake movie you're looking up, Carly.
It's like maybe like a
on,
Netflix.
She's on fakemovies.com.
Oh, she's on like Wattpad or something. Yeah, she's like, see, it's a real movie.
No, but Penn Badgley is in the 15th one. Like three.
Maybe it's like a Netflix like one-off.
Maybe.
Like something like that.
Maybe I'm wrong. Sorry, guys. But I did see 15, so I assumed there were 1 through 15.
There's a whole subreddit called Ate the Onion. For those who don't know, there's a website called theonion.com, which is a very famous parody website and used to be a magazine. I think probably still is.
That your parents probably post on Facebook thinking it's real.
There's a subreddit called Ate the Onion where it's like people who get upset about things that they read in the Onion. They're like, see, America's going to shit because this is just this is what the Biden administration is. And it's just like, it's so funny because it's headlines that are like, you know, whatever, the people who have taken the vaccine now qualify for free college tuition and will be given $1,000 from the government, and if you didn't get the vaccine you're going to be put in jail, something crazy like that. And it's like on the Onion, and then people think it's real. And I don't know if
you're what was the first article that you ever duped by the Onion? Because I know mine when I was in sixth grade and it's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
there was a video about a ninja parade that was happening in like somewhere in Ohio, and you show up and you don't see the ninjas, and then at the end everyone looks in their pockets and they're all full of candy. That means the ninjas went around and gave you candy. And I thought, and it looked so real, this video. They're interviewing people in the streets. We couldn't see a ninja, but we looked in our pockets full of candy, and they're like, the last time a ninja was spotted was in 1996, and there's like a picture of someone jumping over like a building, and it's like really blurry, and I was like, what?
Things they believed when we were kids.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. It started in 1988.
Yeah, Onion's been around for a while.
I thought it was like post 2000.
No, it's like a
that was one of their most crazy. Famous.
It was like, it's a real newspaper.
Yes, it was one of their most famous things was when George Bush got elected as president. The headline was, our long national nightmare of prosperity is finally over, meaning like, we elected George Bush, we're fucked. And that was like their big...
Do we like George Bush or not?
Do not make fun of George Bush like that. That's not funny.
George Bush was a fucking war criminal.
Stop.
He started... Okay.
Mr. Bush.
We're not going there.
All I know is, wasn't he president when I was born?
When were you born?
1991.
Oh, you're talking about his father, H.W.
No, I'm not that old.
What year were you born?
91.
Yeah, George Bush was president when you were born, and then Bill Clinton won in 92.
Did you guys have an election in your elementary school when Bush was running against Gore? So this was what?
Oh, yes.
And you guys had an election in elementary school.
Yes.
And kids were like...
I was like, Gore looked hotter.
Yeah.
Circled
him. I liked Bob Dole because I liked his name.
He was hotter. Bob Dole. Oh, my God.
And he used to hold the pen.
I'm Bob Dole.
Did you see Mitt Romney is stepping down? He was like, I'm not... Yeah, I'm not running again.
For re-election?
Yeah, he was like, I think that we need younger people in office.
He's one of the younger guys.
I know.
Yeah.
We do need younger, though.
He's hot.
Let's save it for our politics.
I complimented Mitt Romney's wife's hair one time.
I like, sat behind him at a baseball game.
Your hair looks
game.
Really great. And she was like, thank you.
Did you say, how much did you spend on your hair?
No, yeah. I didn't. It was just, I
Where
don't
did
know.
You see Mitt Romney's wife?
At an equestrian tournament.
Oh. I saw they were literally at a baseball game.
The Romneys?
Yeah, they were sitting like two rows in front of me.
They party hard.
The Mormons?
I know, I'm joking.
Yeah.
He's Mormon, right?
Drinking their sodas, getting hyper on sodas.
The first article, I don't think it was The Onion, but The Matrix had come out, and when I was my favorite movie, and this is like 1990s. What?
Mm-hmm.
That tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I found an article.
You're probably so cute, like as a little kid. And you're like, The Matrix!
Whoa!
Yeah.
And The Matrix 2 had been announced, and I read an article about The Matrix 2, and they were like, it was like all the things that are going to be different. And they were like, all the fight scenes will be replaced with interpretive dance.
The onion.
Morpheus. Oh. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, huh? And then they said Morpheus would be replaced by Tai Bo instructor Billy Blanks. And I was like, what? What's happening? Nice. And they were like, it's going to be filmed half in black and white. And I was like, why is this happening? And I was like, so funny. Upset.
My favorite Matrix is the Matrix 15.
Okay, Aaron, you know what?
I really want
to. I've never seen The Matrix. So I was like, oh.
You've never seen The Matrix?
Could you imagine? Mike, I haven't seen anything. I just saw Scream for the first time.
I didn't see The Matrix until I was like 24. So, yeah. It was great.
It changed movie making.
Is it the red pill or the blue pill?
Yeah, that whole thing is from The Matrix.
I know.
And the whole thing is like an allegory for politics. Potentially being transgender is some of the theories, because the idea is like,
so Wachowski
the Wachowski siblings, because the two directors are transgender and are now women, and
oh my God,
the whole thing in The Matrix is like there's like a Matrix version of yourself and the real version of yourself, and it's like, yeah, it's wow. A cool
did
allegory.
You guys hear that? Carly's anti-trans.
Excuse me, what happened?
You haven't seen The Matrix, so you're anti-trans.
Oh, The Matrix?
I love Carly just fully zoned out during that whole conversation.
I was just thinking about...
No, it's okay.
Are we done with the...
We're done with The Matrix. Right, okay. I'm sorry. God.
I was randomly just thinking this. I'm sure everyone knows. Maybe not. But on TikTok, if you're watching a video, you can like hold down the bottom left and it makes it go faster.
No way.
Yeah, like two times faster. Wait.
Yes. I always press the thing and then press the thing up playback speed 2x.
Oh wait, you're not talking about dragging the tracker. No. It goes. Huh? Do their
Mike
voices?
Just like telling this like compelling story, and Carly's just like, oh, it's so crazy how when you hold up on TikTok.
Well, to be honest, I was like, I feel like I had some like something to say in case people didn't know.
God, and it was that. Wait, does the voice sound like Chipmunky?
Yeah, it literally fast forwards it. Like if
wait,
you're, if
but
you're...
it doesn't raise the pitch. It just
no, it
faster.
Just makes it go faster.
Wait, I've been. I always will. If someone's like talking,
I'm
you
talking
can press
on TikTok.
I know, but you can press the little thing, and then you press playback speed and 2x speed.
Oh, I didn't know. No, you can just hold down the bottom left corner.
Are you guys not doing that when you're watching TikToks?
No, I watch it normal.
If someone's like, okay, so here's the
those
thing.
Ones I just hold down.
I just let's hear it. 2x speed.
If you're saying here's
what
the thing,
mean?
I say bye-bye.
Bottom left.
Honestly, didn't know you could even do that anyway.
Mine doesn't do it.
Also, I read something really strange the other day. Well, it's like cool, actually. Okay, remember the wife swap episode where the mom was like, she's not a Christian!
Yep.
Dark man. What did she say about
dark-sided?
Dark-sided.
In Jesus' name, I pray, get the hell out of my house.
Okay, so that premiered in 2006, I believe. No one had seen... She went on like the Tyra Banks show or something, doing press, whatever, after that. And then no one had seen her since. And then in 2019, somebody spotted her at a... gay pride event, and she's like very for LGBT. Yes,
pivoted.
That lady. I know. I was like shook by that.
Wait, was she being like anti-LGBT?
No, she was
standing
like,
there with the sign.
No, she was with like.
No. I mean on the episode.
I mean she was
just
very just
Christian
and Christian. Like.
Oh. So you would presume that
I
she
would
was
presume
not...
she, it seemed because.
Do you think she hammed it up for TV?
Maybe, but her daughter died. I think
yes.
The year later
in a car
accident after that episode aired. I
now she's on Cameo. She's like,
she is.
Really? Yeah,
oh, I didn't know she was like in the zeitgeist.
She was on my feed for a little bit.
She's running for Senate in Minneapolis.
But somebody posted on Twitter, is how people found out, a picture with her at the Pride event. And they posted a picture and then replied to it. And was like, she was so sweet. She was like, keep being who you are. Like, love yourself. This is amazing what you guys are doing.
I love when there's like a parent, like a mom or a dad. And it's like, if I'm a dad, if you need a hug from your dad.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
yeah.
People just like,
sad.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Would you ever go up to someone with a free hug sign, though?
No.
I'm like, how many?
As a woman, like, no.
That's like...
It's a little 2016 millennial.
Yeah.
Like, free hug.
How many people
like,
have you hugged today?
Like, we went through a pandemic. I don't need to hug anybody.
But like, when was the last time you hugged somebody?
This morning.
I hugged Aaron.
Yeah, we hugged.
Oh.
There's like, like hugging Mike is like...
You stopped hugging me.
You stop. I think it's well also because I know you don't like touch, but also like your hug is like. Can I demonstrate?
It's like Christian
like,
side
like,
hug.
Like this.
Oh.
Yeah, I
it's
hugged
like, okay,
you
what's
yesterday.
The point?
Was it yesterday?
With Matt though, it's like full embrace, arms wrap around.
Yeah. I'll have a hug. Why not?
Like Carly and I don't
time
hug.
And place.
I'm always I have a leave a little room for Jesus. You know.
He's not a Christian.
Do you hug TJ or Nolan? Like yeah. Throughout the day?
Yeah, he always like pulls me in for a hug random parts.
Yeah, Patricia and I will just go run and find each other and we're just like.
Yeah. Do you do the thing where you shake and then you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have the things on your phone that don't allow you to look at social media?
That's a great question, Aaron.
Yeah, it's been so long.
I took it off.
You relapsed?
No, I took it off when I was traveling because I just wasn't using the apps at all. But when I wanted to use the apps, it was just like so annoying. Like at the end of the night, if I wanted to make some like Instagram posts about my day in Mallorca or whatever, it was just like so annoying to deal with. So I just deleted it. But now I'm going to put another one on that I found.
Can you do one that's a time control thing where I only get an hour of Facebook like a day?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, even though I feel like I'm not Facebook. On Facebook an hour, but that's one where it's just like I just keep going back to Facebook. Yeah. It's like a safe.
It's place. Just like silly.
The one that I'm like looking into is called One Sec, and basically what it does is like when you open like Instagram, it just gives you like a 10 or 30 second timer that says, "Are you sure you want to open Instagram right now?"
What?
And it just like. Counts down the time, and then usually that triggers you enough to be like, no, I actually don't want to open Instagram. That was just a reflex, and then you get back to your life.
Because
so much of it is just instinctual.
But I want to go support all my fellow creators.
Yeah, do it, but like once a day, not... You know what a great stat would be that they... I know they're not telling you this for a reason. How many times you opened an app in a day? I think if people knew those numbers, they would be disgusted.
I'm scared.
Like how many times you just press the button? Like if I told you you opened Instagram 200 times a day, you'd be like, even if you're only on it for an hour a day,
totally.
That compulsion to check something 200 times a day is crazy.
Yeah, I would not.
Sometimes
like to
I'll
know that.
Open it and I'll just be like, why did I click this? Yeah. I don't even know.
The worst is when you want to open it to search for something and then you just get lost. And you're
that
like, what was I even looking for?
You have to stop. You have to scroll back to what you looked at to figure out what you were about to search.
Yes.
You're like, I was just about to look up something.
Chris Clement. Oh, the sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny that we all did. Because I'm always like, do I have ADHD now? Like, I can't remember what I'm doing half the time on my phone.
Yeah.
But I think it's just everybody.
There's just too much.
Yeah.
Like, well, also, the search page is the most, like,
chaotic
page of the whole thing. And you're like, I was going to message this thing to Matt or Aaron. And then I go on the search page and I'm like, here's a skateboarder doing the craziest trick I've ever seen. Let me watch that 45 minutes later. What was I going to do?
Yeah.
Guess I won't do it.
That's what's dangerous about TikTok.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if someone sends me one in the middle of the day, I'm like, oh, really?
Don't open it.
I will say
the thing that I have recommended before is, like, having your phone on the other side of the room when you wake up in the morning so you don't open your phone.
No.
I'm telling you guys.
I'd rather be in jail.
Don't you have an alarm clock in your bedroom?
I do. I don't use that.
That's a strange thing.
Not really. It's like from like the early 2000s. It's like one of those clocks with like the red numbers on it.
It just looks like a bomb.
Do you wake up to the radio? Or is it like,
I don't know. I don't use that.
Oh, yeah. My dad had that. Yeah. It would be like instead of like a beep, 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 it would be the radio.
Oh, yes. I had that.
You can set it up like that. It also has I don't use this anymore, but it has a projector on it. So like there's like a little thing and it will project the time onto your ceiling like huge.
Whoa.
I know. I don't turn it on.
I hate that. That's like some sharper image bookstore shit.
Sharper image.
That they thought was so cool in 2004.
I bought it for my freshman year of college.
Oh, you've had it for so long.
I've had
it's
since
vintage.
College. Yeah, it's from like 2007.
Wow.
And I put it in the, and you share a dorm room. You're sharing a dorm room with someone. And the first night, I like put the thing on the ceiling and he just goes, we're not going to be doing that.
Yeah. We're not going to be doing that.
Cool, right?
I was like,
sick.
Oh, yeah. Sad. Just like,
and he was just like,
dreams.
We're not doing that. And I was like, okay, I guess.
It's giving Raquel with the lights in her room.
And then if he was never not there one night, I would be like, I flipped it on. I was like, wow. And it's huge.
Fuck you, buddy.
It's huge. It's like 8 feet wide. It's amazing. And I was like, I can see it without my glasses on. I'll show you guys at my house.
Did you ever like bring a girl back and we're like, look at this.
Look at the time, baby.
Do you think I was bringing girls back in college?
I'm being optimistic.
No.
No.
Girls didn't go back to like dorms, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
I never had like a girl in my dorm.
Because it's also like you share it with another person. It's crazy. It's
straight up hell.
But like sometimes the other person wouldn't come back.
Yeah. That's
true.
You
just have to get
the hat on
the sock on the door. Or just, you know, tumble some music. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I watch Below Deck, and so it's like a crew of people, and the quarters they live in are like crazy. It's like, you know, if you sit up in a bunk bed, your head's hitting the ceiling. Yeah. And like there is this couple that's like hooking up on the boat, and it's literal bunk beds and like a 2x4 space. And I'm like, how are you hooking up with someone below you when you can't even like get on the top bunk?
It's also kind of weird that they're hooking different.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a chartered yacht, but somebody owns that yacht.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird? Like you own a thing and people work on that thing and then they're hooking up on the thing that you own. Like, I don't know. I feel it would be weird hooking up on someone else's thing.
Yeah.
And I'm being employed. Like, it's like hooking up at work.
Yeah, but like, it's reality TV.
Yeah, I guess so.
You gotta get your dick wet.
Jesus, Aaron.
Whoa.
For the content.
I guess.
It's a term.
I just haven't heard that turn of phrase in a couple.
Wait, I did see someone, Matt. They sent an email and, oh, fuck, I'm going to butcher it really bad. But do you remember when we were reading people's like problems that they had?
Yes.
And this girl wrote in saying that her partner wanted her to pay for the cable or whatever so he could watch sports.
Oh yeah.
He paid for like the mortgage and the rent and then she had like $100.
Suck his dick. Yeah,
and she literally emailed back being like, I do. Oh,
that's funny.
She wrote this like whole thing and then was like, and by the way, Matt, just so you know, like I am doing that all the time. I read it the other day and I was
That's crazy. That this girl is writing it. I blow my boyfriend 3 to 4 times a week, just so you know.
But if it were me, I'd respond to it and be like, I do that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That one divided the audience too. People were taking.
Were people mad? Oh, really?
Everyone was taking different sides.
Oh, I don't even remember what I said.
Some people were like, look, it's $100. He's paying for everything else.
Sure. Oh,
just
buck up
and pay for it. And then other people were like, if he wants to watch the fucking sports package, let him pay for the sports package. You don't need to like put this weird thing that it was a.
And like if your income's 80-20, like.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Like, not that big of a deal. Funny.
I don't even remember what my opinion was on that.
I don't know either.
I think
there were more details in it that
now
we
that
were
it's
like
football season, I'm like, girl, pay for it.
Can she pay for mine?
Yeah.
Are you a big football girly?
Yeah.
I love watching football.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Patriots girl?
All of the teams I support lost, except for the Rams did win.
How many teams do you support?
Well, I'm a Patriots girly first, obviously, but we are not good anymore.
Because of Tommy B.
And then, obviously, like, having been in LA, like, you kind of are just like, oh, I guess, like, I support the Rams now. But now, like, the Chargers are here and, like, all of these things. But then my best friends, they are Vikings fans. And last season I went to a Vikings bar and it was so much fun. So now we just, like, support the Vikings to support our friends.
Minnesota and Vikings.
Like, and it's, like, a fun culture. Yeah, no,
Minnesota Vikings.
I catch myself randomly throughout the day and be like, Minnesota Vikings.
Where's Lizzo? Is she coming back?
She got canceled.
I know, but like, has she? What's next? You know what I mean?
She's gonna do a flute apology.
I did.
But what else?
I feel like I saw that she's like suing them back. Actually,
don't.
Well, it's not me.
She's suing them back.
Yeah, because
they're dancers.
I know.
You're gonna sue them for all that they're worth.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Well, sue them for $1 then. I think that's a little ridiculous.
Like Gwyneth would do.
And Taylor yeah. did that too.
Sue them for $1.
Gwyneth Paltrow did that.
Like you just
sue them back for $1. Like, same with Taylor Swift. She went to a court because some radio guy, like, groped her ass or something, right?
Whoa.
Was that what the Taylor Swift one was?
I have no idea.
And so, no, that's something else. I don't remember. But something had to do with, like, someone was suing Taylor Swift, and she sued back for $1 because she was like, I'm going to win.
Amusement park, like, Evermore or whatever.
I don't remember.
That a thing?
They were going to make a Taylor Swift amusement park?
No, there was, like, an amusement park called Evermore, and they were like, Taylor Swift used all this from us.
Oh, Evermore. That's the theme park that never was. That was the one that Matt Grippy was talking about.
Okay, he told me about it, too, and I was like, I want to watch it. Turned it on 4 hours long. Yeah, I was like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
This is too much information.
It was like a guy who spent a lot of money in plans to create kind of like a Middle Earth medieval Renaissance fair kind of theme park, but a guy who had zero experience in building theme parks, and it was just
it's
a
like
total...
the class action park.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
I'm going to Disneyland.
When
the land
next Thursday?
Do you guys watch football? Are you like football gals?
Yeah, college football, big time. Hell yeah, Texas fight all the way, and War Eagle.
Surprise, surprise. I find it pretty boring.
Yeah, that's fair. I think for me, it's more just like the you get together with your friends.
That I love. I would love to go to a place where other people are watching football and they're having a good time. But like, Adam was like, let's put on the football game. And it was just me and him. We were just kind of like looking at each other.
Unless you like care. Yeah, it's like weird.
It's not that fun to watch unless you have a stake in it.
Yes.
But like basketball, you could just watch and like, slam dunk, that was sick.
I know, basketball moves so quick for me. I love it. Going to games.
I agree. Basketball is like, way too...
Gotta go to the chiropractor suspense. The next day.
Okay, why? Because you're going like this?
Yeah.
I think the camera pans. It's
the same with tennis. I'm like...
Yeah.
What's like the most boring sport you think to watch on TV?
Baseball. Ooh. Painful.
Oh, golf. I think golf's pretty boring.
That's not even a sport.
Actually, baseball might be up there.
Baseball's so boring. But like watching it on TV is really boring. But
if
then
you could
in
eat
real
a
life,
sandwich
it's really
while you're
fun.
Playing a sport, it is not that exciting. Half the players on a baseball field could be like eating dinner and like they could have a second job while they're playing. Oh, ball's coming. Sorry, one second. Let me get this. You know, it's just like
golf also is just like a long, it's just a replay of like what happened earlier in the day. Like, I don't feel like, are you really watching someone go through all 18 holes the whole time?
I don't know.
That is very boring. Show me the compilation of the best hits of the day and where they ended up. Cool. I'll watch that. But
I'd rather just like watch a golfer at Top Golf hitting the hitting the ball. It'd be more exciting for me.
Carly, what's your favorite sport to watch?
I don't like to watch any sport. I guess if anything, baseball, because I like grew up on it.
Baseball is your favorite sport to watch.
It's the only sport I'll watch. I don't like sports. Watching sports. But I'm like you, like my
parents just sitting there watching baseball.
I know. I would sometimes.
I can't picture you watching
it's usually
baseball.
Like when I'm in
it's
Vegas, and my
are you kidding me? What kind of call is that?
Well, I played softball for a bunch of years, and then my dad, whenever I'm home, he's like watching Red Sox. So I'll watch it with him. But
your dad watches the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, he's a big fan of Red Sox.
Also, pretty bad.
Softball question: why is it because the ball is bigger that they have to serve it that way? Why don't they just throw it like a normal fucking baseball player would?
I don't know why exactly.
Don't you think it's a little silly how softball players have to do this like
wind up motion?
This like TikTok dance and then, like, and then throw it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because the ball's bigger, I'm assuming.
But they can't just chunk it. I don't know. I think that's just the most sexist thing ever, that like, let's make the girls play on a smaller thing, give them a bigger ball so they have a bigger chance of hitting it.
I mean, yeah, but
they give them a tennis racket also.
It's also like, it's also bright yellow.
Yeah, right? Like, can you see this, guys?
Can you see it, dumb girl? Can you see it?
As someone who played softball, the ball size is much better.
It's better.
I like it more than throwing a baseball.
Oh, me too, for sure. And
they did the research.
Yeah. What women want.
I always think about the sports that you don't see except for the Olympics. Mm. And like, just what, like, is it really that exciting to be like in, I don't know. I mean,
are you going to say curling?
That's the one.
Curling is so sick.
How could we get in the curling and like make it to the Olympics, do you think?
Yeah, maybe
like how, but like in the 3 years where it's not the Olympics,
oh sure, like
what is there, like a curling,
yeah, they have like curling like centers, you can go curling here.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
you can curl in LA.
Yes.
Is there like, you know,
probably like a club or something,
like Google employees, we're all going curling after work,
maybe.
yeah there are places that you can go do curling.
Curling,
and what's the one
cool
that you play hockey but you wear shoes?
Field hockey.
No, but it's on ice. It's called like broom.
Broken
ankle. Broom hockey or
something. My cousin plays that.
Yeah, my dad's like coworker played it. I remember as a kid going and watching.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah. It's these like...
It's like certain shoes.
Yeah,
oh, it's not just like your
boots.
Sneakers.
Yeah, it's not like
touch
your...
the bottom of your shoes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was gross.
Yeah, you should apologize. Thank you for the apology.
Good grief.
I'm gonna...
I used to do archery when I was a kid. I thought that was
cool.
That was stupid.
Archery? I can't believe you hate Taylor Swift and you're like so Taylor Swift coded.
Yes.
So
archery? Okay, Katniss Everdeen.
No, The Archer.
I also watched that movie.
What?
Hunger Games?
No Hard Feelings.
Oh, I watched it too. Yeah. Did you like it?
I thought it was good.
You should have said no hard feelings.
Huh?
Because I was like, Hunger Games? You go, no hard feelings. Oh, but the name of the movie is no hard feelings.
Yeah, I thought it was like fine. That was good. I wasn't like, everyone was like,
I get 3 out of 5.
This is not the best movie.
3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's what I gave it.
I think that's why I'm having like a hard, like, I'm like, yeah, Barbie was really good.
Yeah.
But I think because everything is like so hyped up and I waited so long, I'm just like, I guess I don't really.
There is a cultural moment part of seeing a movie like that where you're like, I'm seeing it when it's everyone's doing it. And you get to the theater, everyone's wearing pink. It's like, it's part of it. Yeah.
I thought Barbie was like so good for this time period because I feel like it's really hard to make a movie funny. They're usually cringy. I feel like when they're trying to be funny, it's cringy. I thought it was actually pretty funny.
If Kate McKinnon was not in that movie, though, like, I wouldn't have laughed as much as I did.
She was hilarious. She was so good in it.
I love her.
It's also a balancing act. I read a good, like, think about it that, okay, fuck
Stop.
You. Never mind. Nope, it's fine.
What's your favorite sport to watch, Matt? Gymnastics?
Gymnastics.
Yeah, gym. Wait, Olympic sport? Probably gymnastics or swimming for sure.
Or like volleyball because they're wearing pumps.
Volleyball girls scare me.
Oh,
I think a little bit because it's the sunglasses. Like, they look. It's they. I don't know.
Playing in the sand though, that is hard.
Yeah.
I like synchronized swimming.
Are the Olympics next year?
Swimming,
huh?
Are the Olympics next year?
I don't know. No, I think it's 2028.
I think it's 2028.
Oh, no, LA.
No, because they have winter and summer and they alternate, don't they?
No, but it's also every 4 years, both. So it's really every 2 years, right?
Yeah. What were you going to say? I'm sorry for laughing. I really am. I'm really sorry.
You really hurt his feelings. He's not going to tell you.
It's just funny.
It's not funny.
I don't even remember. Oh, that a lot of people had complaints about the Barbie movie, like being too like on the nose with their feminism, or it's like feminism 101 or whatever. And it's like, if you are complaining about the like basicness of the feminism in the movie, it's the feminism is not for you. Like, it's for the suburban dads and like the men and the people who
are not watching the movie.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
But no, it's like for the people that are watching the movie that are just like, oh, I'll go see the movie about the toy to like help them ease them into it. And like, just
it's like, talk to me like I'm 5.
Planting the seeds, yes. Which is like, I think it's a good take on it. It's like, you're not going to, what are you going to get, a PhD level, like, hyper leftist approach to feminism in a movie about a toy? Like, let it be what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I was like, if this came out in 2012, no one would have this opinion. It'd just be like, oh, it's a movie about Barbies.
And the,
like,
also
Barbie
the
Land.
Opening sequence that was 2001 Space Odyssey. I don't know if you guys have seen that film by Stanley Kubrick.
I haven't, but I've seen the clip that
it's
from.
It's, we know you haven't.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't have to clarify.
What Stanley Kubrick movies have you seen?
I don't know.
Do you want me to go through his IMDb?
Let's go
a Barry Lyndon fan.
Are you making fun of me? What the fuck does that
mean? Okay, 2001 Space Odyssey you haven't seen. Clockwork Orange. I know all of them, Aaron. Don't worry.
Orange is the, what the Joker was like.
Kind of.
I mean, I never saw it, so.
Okay, Full Metal Jacket.
No.
Eyes Wide Shut.
No.
Ooh, The Shining. You've seen The Shining.
Yes.
Okay, so Stanley Kubrick is
Lolita.
I haven't seen that one.
You have, me neither.
Anyway, so Spartacus. The opening of the movie is like...
Wait, this is like the something corporate album cover.
Yeah, because it's a picture of the moon landing.
No, but it's like the way that it looks is exactly the same.
Oh yeah, it does, but it's just a little bit lighter. Oh, silly women.
Shake down, you make me break. For goodness sake, I think I'm on the edge.
They're going to When We Were Young as something corporate.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
When is it?
October.
We should be something corporate for Halloween.
What?
Sorry, I'm getting goofy.
All right. We can wrap it up. My food is gonna be here in 10 minutes.
Oh,
so.
Oh, I'll tell you about lunch.
No, say it.
No, I can't. Oh, mind your fucking business.
Oh, my shoes have been untied this whole episode. I'm so sorry.
We can't
people.
Post it now.
Oh my god, Matt.
What?
We have can't to post the whole episode
because my shoes were probably just being laces.
Okay, well,
were being
we'll
so
reschedule and do it tomorrow.
It's better than one time she'll I did a whole episode of Unfiltered with my fly undone. Just straight open.
Wow.
Yeah, how dare you?
I know.
Okay.
Gulp.
Well,
thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Everyone go around and say your favorite film director.
Ooh, Mike Aaron. Mills.
The fuck is Mike Mills?
20th Century Women. Come on, come on.
Mike Will
beginners.
Made it.
What'd I say? Mike Mills? Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. It's Married to Miranda true. July.
I mean,
favorite movie director?
Do you have one? Mm-hmm.
Greta Gerwig.
There we go.
Just the only one she knows.
Have you seen Frances Ha?
Never heard of it.
See that. It's Greta Gerwig movie.
No, well, she's in it, but Noah Baumbach directed it. What?
She did Lady Bird, yes.
What are her other ones?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I think she's pretty...
Oh, Little Women. It's a Lady Bird, Little Women, Barbie. And then probably a bunch of mumblecore films that she directed in her early days.
My favorite executive producer... is Andy Cohen.
Oh, me too.
What is he executive produced?
All the Housewives.
Oh, wow.
All the Bravo shows.
Yeah, it's me, Andy Cohen.
He does not talk like that.
You'd be
a little bit.
That was a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is the Housewives? I don't know. It's something like that.
I wonder, is he actually as interested as he's making it? Or does he go home and he's just like...
I think he has to be.
I can't fucking believe this is my life. I'm just like... I there's no way he's that enthusiastic about like these crazy women.
Yo.
Wait, so when she came to you and was like, spell
it's
one in your face.
It's his job. Like, what
it
do you
is
mean?
His job.
But
he's
I'm
an
saying,
interviewer.
But do you believe that he's actually, like, when he goes home, is he like, I can't believe he told me that. That's great. Like, in his own world.
I think it's just like his job.
Or is
so
he turning
just...
it on?
Yeah, but he also, like, I mean, some of them will, like, call him, text him. Like, he has relationships with them outside of just, like, the filming. But he... like for so many of the Bravo shows, he is not like the direct producer of the show. So it's like only the Housewives now, but then he'll do the reunions where he will interview everyone. And I feel like he's way less connected to those.
Gotcha.
Like, he's just, and stuff.
Yeah. Like for him, I'm like, it's just a job.
I mean, he's great.
Imagine.
I love him. I love him. But sometimes I'm just like, do these people really care about this as much as
he's related to Ethan and Joel?
Cohen? Who are they?
No, he's not.
Andy Cohen is probably one of like, the celebrities I would love to meet, like top of my list.
Let's get him on the pod.
Yeah. Has he been doing okay?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Every time I see like paparazzi videos, I don't
know. He's just like high.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
He's hot. He's just, I just love his zest for life.
Yeah. He's great. I love him. And he's
like
Jewish.
The New Year's.
Oh, with Anderson Cooper.
Ugh.
I like Anderson Cooper.
I've seen Aaron Brockovich.
That is a movie. Yes, it is. Good job.
Based off of, let's bring it back, A Real Housewife.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
No, yep. It's not.
Her husband was the lawyer for the Aaron Brockovich case, Tom Girardi.
Oh,
wait, so, what?
Huh? He's the old man in the, he's the one who hired Aaron Brockovich?
Hired Aaron? He was
the guy from Big Fish who's like gives her the check at the end and all that, right?
Oh, I've never seen the movie. I only watched Real Housewives.
Oh, the movie's so good.
I've probably seen it like years
ago.
That's
such a you kind of like movie.
Yeah, and it's named after me. I saw it on a plane, so if you see it on a plane, you should watch it.
Aaron Brockovich kind of reminds me of you.
But yeah, that's like kind of, I think, what started his career.
Oh, it is? You have the same name as her.
Should I change my last name to Brock? It was a thing growing up where people were like, what's your name? And I'd be like, Aaron. And they're like, oh, like Aaron Brockovich. And I'd be like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's annoying.
Because there's not many Aarons.
No, not like famous Aarons. What are the other famous Aarons?
I also just like don't know many in real life.
Aaron Andrews.
Yes.
Oh. Do you like sports?
I don't even know what that person is. I just heard the name.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's how you say my name.
Aaron
Carter.
Aaron.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go eat lunch, and hopefully this was the most up-to-date episode that's ever been posted.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. At